Welcome to the Practical Backpacking Podcast.
This is episode 44, and I'm Bernie Wilt. This episode features my conversation with John Darbaloff, the president and founder of Rail Riders. Our talk focuses primarily on the company's popular VersaTac pants and EcoMesh shirt. However, there's a generous overview of several other Rail Riders products. John tells us about the fabric, features, and function of his tough and practical outdoor clothing line. Here's my conversation with John Darbaloff.
Rail Riders.
Hello, John.
Hey, Bernie. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Weather holding out for you there?
Yeah, you know, we're having our typical New England cool evenings, crisp days, sunny skies. Sort of, I guess, the reason why we live in this part of the world, all of 10 days of it.
Oh, that's November in Massachusetts.
Yeah, October, November in Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah, it's been rainy and windy here off and on, which isn't too unusual for Oregon in November, so we're dealing with it as usual.
Yeah, I talked to someone out there today, and they said it had been raining a lot.
And I was out tarping. It got pretty windy the other night, 60-mile-an-hour gusts, and it was just ripping on the tarp quite a bit.
That's a lot of wind, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So you were down in Florida not too long ago, though.
I was actually in the Caribbean. I was in the British Virgin Islands doing what I've done since I started the business, which was racing sailboats. That's where the name Rail Riders came from.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about how Rail Riders came to be.
Rail Riders, the name, actually comes from the sport of sailboat racing. You put guys, or gals, but mostly guys, up on the windward side of the boat to make the boat level, to make it go faster through the water. And back in the early 90s, I was doing a lot of large sailboat racing here in New England, and we, a bunch of us, were sitting on the rail, as rail meet they call it, and back then there wasn't any such thing as lightweight, quick-dry clothing, and we were all sitting there, and it was a very, very warm but extremely wet day, and we had been pretty much on the rail for hours in soaking wet cotton shorts that were encrusted with salt and wet and chafing, and I sat there and I said, why doesn't someone make, you know, sort of lightweight, quick dry clothing that, you know, deals with these kinds of elements? And I think they should have pushed me off the edge of the boat at that point. But I went back to what I was doing, which was in high tech, and started thinking about designs and came up with an idea for a nylon padded sailing short that became the first product that we developed and brought it to a bunch of marine retailers, and they all thought it was a great idea, and so I was young and stupid, and that was 18 years ago. Business matured into what it is today, which is very, very tough, very abrasion-resistant, quick-dry clothing that is really sought by what I would classify as, you know, the expeditionary travelers of the world, PCT hikers, Triple Crown hikers, adventure racers all over the world. Obviously, you know, the average backpacker and camper and kayaker has a lust for it, but we tend to build our product to want to last 10 years or more. And that was where it started, and to this day, we still dabble in the sailing arena, but most of our business comes from the outdoor recreational world of hiking and backpacking and fly fishing. You know, muscle-driven sports on land.
Very nice. Yeah, I've selected a few of your products that I'd like to ask you some questions about.
Sure.
First, I'd like to ask you about these VersaTac light and mid pants. I've recently got a pair of these, and I've been using them for a while. They work just perfectly for me. I've been looking for a pair like that. I've known about your shirts and pants for a while. I did not know about these particular ones, and when I stumbled upon them, I was delighted and going to be ordering more soon. So if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about the fabric that goes into these VersaTac pants and maybe just a little bit of background on them.
Sure. We, being in Massachusetts, there's actually a facility here which I was turned on to by an ex-sales director that I had called Natick Labs. And Natick Labs is a facility that sole mission is to provide the finest gear available in the world to the special forces. And we we had a contact there that we went to talk to about. We knew that the special forces and people like that, you know, were using our products, and I had an idea for a pant that would be both a outdoor driven pant and perhaps what is classified as a tactical pant. And so we spent about 6 months meeting every month at Starbucks with about five or six, you know, 20-year Navy SEAL pros and designed this VersaTac pant. The fabrics, I've looked at a lot of fabrics over the years, and I keep coming back to sort of the three that are incorporated into both the light and the mid. The light, VersaTac light, is made out of a lightweight, very abrasion-resistant nylon we call Duralite, and then reinforced in many, many, many areas, as you know, knees, seat, knife clip area, back of the leg, with a fabric that is essentially a Cordura. Most people know what Cordura is because Cordura is used to make very, very ballistic bags and whatnot. The VersaTac Light, interestingly enough, is probably tougher overall than the VersaTac Mid in terms of a sheer abrasion story. The VersaTac Mid is made out of a fabric we call Yukon Canvas, which is a 6.6-ounce Oxford weed nylon that has the look and feel of a cotton duck. And its weight allows it to feel very much like a normal pair of pants, but with obviously very unique features in it that cater to specific needs that an outdoorsman, you know, can use.
Well, one thing I'd like to say about the fabric is over the years I've used tactical pants for one reason or another, work and play, and was hard-pressed to find them ever without cotton in them. And, you know, some of the winter and cold weather outdoor stuff that I do, I don't want cotton with me. So it just made it hard to find a pair of pants that didn't have cotton in it that were tactical, like the BDU types. So, you know, I was finding maybe like a 50% cotton or something at best, or maybe a 40. So, you know, the fact that these are 100% nylon or synthetic fabric is very appealing.
What's interesting is that I know what you're saying, and it's kind of an oxymoron given the fact that what the original uses of the BDUs were certainly to endure, you know, elements of fairly severe environments or not. And what's happened in the world is that there have been very, very good developments in nylon that if you were to ask the common human being what that fabric was, they may tell you it's cotton. It's not noisy anymore. It isn't nearly as hot as it used to be. It's extremely versatile in terms of its ability to shed water, dry quickly, protect you from the sun, and doesn't cause your body to sweat the way that, you know, it used to feel like you were encased in a plastic bag. So that's been a very valuable part of our mission statement. And certainly we've spent many, many, many years training our customers that, you know, cotton kills if you're going to be outside in environments where you have things such as rain and snow.
Regarding some of the features, you've already touched on the reinforced areas. And one thing I'd like to say about the reinforcement that I found personally, it didn't inhibit my movement or anything like that. I didn't feel like I had, you know, rugged canvas or some kind of burlap on me or something. You know, because that's one of the things that when people start talking about nylon clothes, I tend to be a little concerned about the comfort factor. But I found these to be very comfortable. I'm a fairly rugged guy, but at the same time, my skin's not like sandpaper, so I don't want to put things on that are going to abrade my skin with every movement. So why don't you go ahead and mentioned some of the features of the VersaTac light mid pants.
Sure. Well, probably the one that stands out the most is the cargo pocket construction that are on the outside of the thighs. First of all, the way it was constructed was actually, as opposed to being sewn directly onto the pant, we placed another platform on the pant, a piece of fabric that went over the normal fabric of the pants, in which the cargo pocket would sit on, which allows that pocket to be stabilized a lot more when you're moving. Many times when you've got cargo pockets with objects in them and you're moving, because it's attached directly to the pant, it tends to move around a lot, and it's not very comfortable if you're trying to be in an active situation. probably the coolest thing about the pant, the pocket, the cargo pocket, is the fact that we incorporated a zipper that runs down the front edge of the cargo pocket. And most people would say, well, what's that for? And once you own a pair of these pants, as I do and you do, you find that when you're wearing other pairs of pants, you go to reach for that zipper. The reason being that when you're in a seated position, that zipper is now basically the top of the pocket. So that to get access to that pocket, you no longer have to come down from the top of the cargo flap. And as we all know, when you're seated in a car, for instance, and you've got a seatbelt on, it's really difficult to get things out of your pockets. You've got to unclip the seatbelt and sort of stick your hip up in the air and slide your hand in to get what's in there. With the zipper on the front edge of the pocket, you simply reach down and unzip the zipper, and you have access to the contents of the pocket as if it were just a well being able to put your hand into. Very, very different, and we've had so many phone calls from customers saying that is just one of the most ingenious uses of, you know, sort of design technology.
Yeah, let me say something about that, John. You know, I've talked to you about how much that feature has meant to me. I just absolutely love the ability to get things out of my pocket like that when I'm seated. You know, like you mentioned, even when I'm gassing up on the way to a wilderness entry point, trailhead, what have you, I've been able to get my wallet, you know, cell phone, keys, whatever, in and out of my pocket seated with minimal effort. I absolutely like that. Recently, I was doing some tactical training and stuff, and I was able to get gun clips out and things. So that was very helpful in that respect. Just the practical elements of that mean so much to me because, well, even the pockets themselves, just the front hand pockets, not the side leg pockets, but the front hand pockets are so deep, which is something I appreciate too, because a lot of the backpacking pants that I've tried on over the years, you know, I put just a little something in the pocket and I would sit down and, you know, it might fall out the side of the pocket or something, but not with these. You know, everything's thought out well, so I appreciate the way that you put the pockets together.
Yeah, one of the things that we discovered when we go to design a new product is that we really think about the environment in which that product is going to live. And with that, we think about, you know, what are the reasons for being that this product needs to have to be in that environment. And being an outdoor user myself, like you, you know, you think about these things and say, okay, well, if I'm in this situation and the garment is designed this way, you know, I don't think about what is good about it. I think about what could go wrong with it. And consequently, all of our pants have extremely deep pockets for that reason. On the VersaTax, we even add a kind of a neat feature in that we use a piece of reinforcement that's roughly 2 inches long by maybe inch and a half wide, that's reinforced right at the edge of the pocket opening so that those who carry knives with clips or flashlights with clips, they can slip that clip right over that reinforcement patch, and you'll never get that abrasion problem where you see guys with pants that have holes in that part of their pants. And we've incorporated all of these features actually into a VersaTax short that's actually coming out in the spring of 2010. But just little things. I mean, gusseted crotches have become a standard in pants in the outdoor industry. Allows you to move better, puts less stress on any seam that's going through the crotch. Certainly the reinforcements on the seat and knees for such light pants as ours is unheard of. I think we're the only company in the outdoor industry that designs pants that are so lightweight, but in fact have this reinforcement on the seat and knees made out of this fabric that literally I've tried, and I've had customers try, you can take a nail and you cannot make that fabric tear. Originally, the whole concept for that was because on large sailboats and even small sailboats, they use a very, very, very rough sanding and fiberglass process on the boat decks, primarily for grip on shoes, for grip on seats, so that when the boat moves, you don't slide all the way down the top sides of the boat. In all of our design, whether it be our bottoms or our shirts, we think about, okay, where is this going to go? And if we're right, that's usually a pretty successful product for us.
Yeah, that knife clip area that you mentioned, that's just an added bonus for me too. you know, I've worn down pants there very easily, pulling the knife in and out. So I find that very helpful. And then inside of the cargo pocket, you have the little organizer.
Yes. Inside the cargo pocket, there is a circular, elasticized sleeve that originally was designed and researched quite extensively to accommodate a variety of different magazine clips from revolvers or pistols. However, I'm not a shooter myself, and I use it for, I secure many times a cell phone in there, or a flashlight, or a Leatherman tool, and it separates it from the rest of the pocket. The other thing that we do on that cargo pocket is we, the front edge of the cargo pocket, the lower, the bottom side of it is bar tacked down with, in two locations, so that the front of the pocket is flush with the pant. The back side is left open in a bellows to give the pocket more room, but obviously the front edge is tacked down so that as you're moving through the woods, that pocket isn't being caught on sticks and whatnot.
I like that, because typically with cargo pocket pants, as soon as I hear, you know, the mention of cargo pocket pants, I'm always thinking of these ballooned out pockets on the legs, and that's not the case here. In fact, I don't think most people, when I've just have, you know, just a few, you know, semi-flat items, and I don't think they really notice that these are a cargo-style pant from a ways back, just because of the design that you mentioned.
Yeah, well, having the front edge, lower front edge tacked down, it gives a very slimming appearance to the pocket as well. But it's remarkable what you can get in that pocket, considering that we only open up the back side of it. It also tends to put the weight toward the back of the pocket, which we've discovered seems to be easier to carry, you know, over time. But other features, for instance, we emphasize extremely large belt loops to accommodate rigger belts that, you know, you can carry quite a lot of different pieces of equipment on. And when you put the pant on, you know, it's a guy's pant. It is a guy's pant. And when you put that pant on, you really, I feel like I'm wearing some serious structure. And I think that's why probably the pant has been so successful, not necessarily in the military world, but in the outdoor world. I think men have, over the years, developed love affairs with certain brands that make pants, and we've certainly seemed to have found that love affair with our customer base.
Yeah, one of the things about these pants is that you would think that a pant with all these, you know, reinforcements and all these features would be very heavy, but the light version of these pants are only about a pound, which is only a few ounces more than, you know, if you go out and get one of these name brand convertible pants or something like that at an outfitter. And when I'm wearing these things, they don't feel heavy or bulky. Now, I'm only familiar with the light version. I wanted something very durable and light, and these fit the bill. And I understand the mid are substantially more.
Well, interestingly enough, most customers purchase both pairs. And the feedback we've had is that the VersaTac Lite, given the nature of the lightweight shell fabric and the reinforcements, are really their go-to pant if they're going to go out and really crash and bash. The tenacity of that pant is, you know, there's nothing like it on there. The VersaTac mid, it's a good 10 ounces heavier than the VersaTac Lite, and if you were to, you know, just pick it up off the floor and hold it, your hand is very heavy. But once you put it on, it doesn't feel like what you perceive the weight to be. And VersaTac pant is probably used more in a regular day-to-day environment, the mid, over the light, because it looks like just a regular pair of pants. It has the weight, the feel, the appearance of just a, you know, like a heavy cotton cargo pant. So in the military world, you know, I've heard that, you know, the VersaTac Lite is the range pant. It's the pant that you're out there crawling around, you're out there doing maneuvers, you're using it to thru-hike the AT, and then the VersaTac Mid, given all the same features, is your everyday, you know, put them on in the morning and take them off at night pant, day in and day out.
Okay. You have these in decent colors as well, too. That's another thing that appealed to me. The light, I know, comes in the black, the sage, and the khaki, a dark khaki, in my opinion, mm-hmm. which is nice for me.
Again, when we're talking about, you know, the pants market, first of all, to me, there aren't a whole lot of options. I mean, the reason why we all own khaki pants is because everything that we wear with it looks good with it. And we've just found that the browns and the blacks and the greens, and there's in the mid there's a color called natural, which is more like the color of cement, just seem to be the core colors within the world that we, you know, work in on a day-to-day basis. So if you take a look at our entire product line, especially in the bottoms, there isn't a whole lot of variance in terms of, you know, things that are really sort of wild looking, because I just don't think the audience wants that. Yes, we get a little bit more colorful in our shirts, but simply that's because people are more colorful with their shirts.
I noticed they come in small, medium, large, extra large, and then the XXL, wide variety of sizes. Now, do you have any plans of having a women's version of these pants?
The women's market is a very interesting market in the outdoor world, because women, different than men, you know, men buy a product, in my mind, first on its functionality. And so in their mind, they're buying this because this is going to solve a problem for them, whether it be, you know, wetness, or whether it be quick dry, or whether it be sun protection. And most men's bodies, they don't vary that much in shape and in size. With women, it's a little bit different, because women's first reaction to a product, an article of clothing, is, does it look good on me? And that perception is very different than men's, and very much more critical, I think. But with that said, one of the communities that we are marketing to is the outdoor search and rescue community, which actually surprisingly has a very large population of women among them. So as we gain footage in that marketplace, I think that you will see a women's version of the VersaTac come out, simply because there is a need in that community for such a product. In my 18 years of running this business, the VersaTac pant is probably the most successful product we've developed in the history of the company. It's pretty interesting, simply because I think that we developed following among men and women who recognize, you know, I think what we try to maintain, the superior quality and design ingenuity, without going overboard. I mean, one of the things that you'll see when you look, you do see when you look at our line, is it's, the design is very simple. There isn't a whole lot of stuff in our designs that don't belong there. I've never understood why some of these outdoor shirts in the marketplace have 17 pockets. I don't personally understand, what do you do with those pockets? I guess that's personal choice and designer, you know, design. To women, we sell more of the sun protection product. We sell more of the adventure travel category. Lined pants, which are a big, big popular item among women when it gets cold. So that's our plan with respect to the women's market.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you a little bit more about that later, and have you go over some of the products that you do have for women. I imagine over the years you've gotten some feedback from people who have been using the VersaTac pants. Do you have any story or any just quick thing about anybody that's used them and gave you some feedback?
There's a lot of stories. One of the ones that comes to mind is a customer of ours who's been a customer for a long time, and he bought a pair of VersaTacs, and he was in Asia somewhere, and he had on a pair of VersaTac pants, and he was driving down the road in a Vespa-type scooter, and he came to an intersection, and an 18-wheeler truck came out in front of him, and he had no choice but to lay down the scooter to be able to not get killed, you know, sort of slide his way underneath the 18-wheeler. And the way he tells his story is that, you know, the truck had stopped, so he was fine, but when he got up, he didn't bother to survey any of his cuts or braces. All he cared about was his pants. And whether his pants were okay from sliding on the asphalt for about 15 feet. And much to his surprise, there was virtually no damage to the pants. That's one of the funnier stories that I've heard out there. There's another gentleman I know who is a very fit, elderly guy. He lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And every single day of his life, he wakes up and hikes to the top of Jackson Hole and back down before he has breakfast, and he does it religiously in his VersaTac pants. So the cool thing about being a smaller company is that me as a founder and, I guess, chief cook and bottle washer is that I get to interact with a lot of my customers and really understand what they do and hear what they have to say about, you know, what works, what doesn't work. We've made a lot of design changes to our products based on customer feedback because, in essence, the customers are, you know, are always right. That's first rule of thumb, I guess, in my business. And second, a lot of their comments are very, very valuable in terms of understanding, you know, well, that's a really good idea. We should consider that.
I know that I really enjoy wearing these pants and, you know, when I'm sitting on logs or whatever, you know, messing with wood for campfires or just crawling around on the ground, you know, setting up shelters, whatever it is, I feel very comfortable in them. I don't have to worry about ripping them in any way. And, you know, I just get up, brush myself off and right back at it.
Well, I think that in, you know, in conclusion with the Versatec pant and many of our other pants that are use similar fabrics to the Versatec Light, we have a weather pant that uses the same two fabrics. We have a pant called our Extreme Adventure pant, which uses the same two fabrics. They've always seemed to have found their way into very, very interesting customers. There's a guy who runs a wilderness survival school. He had heard about our products and actually sent him a couple of pairs just to play with, and he has worn the same pair of Versatec pants every single day for one solid year since he had them. And the only thing that would ever happen to them that were wrong was he got a little too close to the fire, an ember popped up onto the pant and, you know, created a pencil tip size hole in his eye. Great testament to the pants from a guy who, you know, does stuff I would never do.
Yeah, wonderful. So let's move on to shirts. I wanted to discuss your EcoMesh shirt with you. I know that one's been very popular. I've seen and heard of thru-hikers using these shirts over the years.
It's a very, very unique shirt, unlike anything anybody has ever seen before, as you know. You know, we got a lot of comments about the short, what used to be called Nehru collars. It's a very minimalist shirt. It was originally designed. A guy came to my office and said he was going to Morocco to compete in an event called the Marathon de Sade, which is in English called the Sand Marathon. And what it is it's five back-to-back marathons across the Sahara Desert. Interestingly enough, upwards of 700 people race this event every year. And he came to us and he said, you know, I've been following you for a while and I have an idea and maybe you can help me, you know, birth this idea. And he said, I need a shirt that's going to have, you know, unbelievably good sun protection, maximum ventilation, no hardware to fail, no buttons, no snaps, no zippers, because it's got to deal with, you know, sun, sand, blowing sand, sweat, and multiple day use. So we went into the warehouse and grabbed just one of our other shirts and threw it on the table and grabbed a Sharpie and started drawing all over this thing and inserting these big vents that would go from the cuff down into the armpit and then down into the torso, sort of a efficient guide pocket on the chest, and then this little quick dab that went across the neck opening so you could, you know, make it smaller if you got caught in a sandstorm. And this sort of ugly duckling was born. Well, this guy went over to Morocco and competed in this event and nearly died of dehydration, but finished the race and came back and said, that shirt got more conversation than, you know, anything I had to talk about in the tents at night. So we cleaned the shirt up a bit and we said, well, let's bring it up to market. So we brought it to market and we sort of marketed it as this, you know, ultimate endurance product. And a funny thing happened. It started to just sell like crazy, and it wasn't people who were going to Morocco to run five back-to-back marathons. It was people who just thought it was really different and cool and understood what we had done to a piece of apparel, understood that if you put a vent, a two-inch vent of mesh that runs from the cuff all the way into the armpit and all the way down to the torso on both sides of your body, it's going to be significantly cooler than one that doesn't, because air is going to go in one side, wrap around your torso, and go out the other side, cooling your core, hence bringing your body temperature down. That became sort of a light bulb for us moving on to other products, but we now incorporate that feature into pretty much most of our shirts. Some are covered with zippers, most aren't. again, dating back to my sailing days and spending a lot of time in the Caribbean, where you consistently have trade winds, it's really remarkable by opening up the sides of a shirt, but at the same time providing UPF 30 plus sun protection to the fabric, just how cool and comfortable you can be. As that shirt came to market, what happened was somehow those people that are the curious outdoorsmen of the world seem to find what they're looking for. And obviously the internet has really changed how big a world we really are in. It's a very small world. But we would get contact from, you know, folks that had seen our shirts on the Appalachian Trail or seen our shirts on the PCT or the Continental Divide and had to have this shirt because the people they bumped into would tell them that they went from point A to point B 3,000 miles wearing one shirt, the EcoMesh shirt. There's a race in Death Valley every year called the Badwater Race. We probably ship 50 shirts to customers every year who are going to go race that race. 220 miles across the desert, and the asphalt gets so hot that you have to run on the white lines so that your sneakers don't melt. And the shirt in itself weighs, you know, the weight is in ounces. It's probably 7 ounces total weight. And we incorporated elastic at the cuffs so that there wasn't the need to have to roll a cuff up the arm. You simply had to push it up the forearm, and it would stay there. Another feature that actually is very popular among kayakers as well, because you can push and lower that sleeve very easily with just the push of a hand. It became very cultish, and back in the late 90s, this same guy who went to Morocco to race in this race became part of what at one point was the most successful adventure racing team in the world, who went on to win, I think it was 4 consecutive Eco Challenge races, you know, in places like Borneo and Fiji. And these guys all wore Rail Rider clothes. They wore the EcoMesh shirts and the Rail Rider weather pants, and it was kind of fun because we became sort of cultish among this, you know, this community that was sort of akin to Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. That world has sort of calmed down because that business model doesn't really work, but it really was a platform that allowed us to launch our products into this extremely harsh environment and survive through race after race. And I think that's when we came up with the idea of seeing whether we could trademark the tagline "toughest clothes on the planet," which we did, and have run with that ever since.
And the EcoMesh shirt is for both men and women. You have a men and
Correct.
Women's version.
Yes, we do. And then it's nylon. It's made out of the same lightweight fabric that the base fabric in the VersaTac pant is made out of. It's a generic version of what DuPont came out with about 10 years ago called Supplex, which was a very, very tightly woven nylon, extremely light, but breathable. So it provided extremely good sun protection, very, very strong fabric, i.e., very tough against abrasion, but had the capability of being smashed into a tiny little ball, stuffed into your pack, pulled back out, you know, hung up for a couple minutes to let the wrinkles fall out, and basically would be ready to go.
And I noticed this is odor resistant. Is that primarily due to the quick drying and the side and back ventilation, or is there also some type of chemical component?
Interestingly enough, inherent in nylon is its resistance to odor. We do finish our tops with a wicking agent that allows moisture to move through it very quickly. Nylon versus polyester. Polyester tends to hold smells, and I don't know why that is. It may be because it's more of a fragmented yarn, so odor can get into the pockets of the yarn, whereby the nylon thread is very smooth, and so odor tends to fall through it as opposed to getting hung up on it. Not to mention the fact that there's so much ventilation in the shirt that, you know, most of your body odor escapes the shirt before it can get trapped.
And you mentioned the sun protection.
In fabric, it's called UPF, which stands for ultraviolet protection factor. And the UPF factor is 30 plus in all of our shirts.
I typically tend to use clothing for my sun protection or shade or whatever, you know, is available rather than slather clogging lotions and potions on me. So I find that just using the material of the shirt is far superior in that respect.
It makes life very simple, that's for sure.
And people can factor in that's weight for sunscreen they may not have to carry too, you know, just by...
Very, very true. And, you know, we use a technology on a shirt that's very similar to the EcoMesh shirt called the Equator HT. Really the only difference is it has a flip-up collar that pops up in the back. We also incorporated for the first year in 2009 insect shield technology so that you don't need insect repellent as well. So there's no need for the sun lotion and no need for bug repellent because the technology has, it incorporates a natural chemical called permethrin, which is actually a derivative of a chrysanthemum, into the fabric and it bonds into the fibers and lasts for up to 70 washings. So you get an additional feature of sun, ventilation, and then insect bug repellent.
You also have the Adventure Top for men and women. And this is essentially the same as the EcoMesh with the exception of the neck closure. Is that correct?
It is. The Adventure Top became the more urban design of that shirt. The difference being EcoMesh has the same two fabrics. EcoMesh has elastic at the cuff and it has a little quick tab at the neck that allows you to close the V in the neck opening. The Adventure Top closes the opening with three buttons and has two buttons on a cuff at the end of the sleeve. Both also incorporate a back vent, which allows additional ventilation. But the Adventure Top, it's a piece that could be worn with a nice pair of pants, and you could go to probably a nice resort and look and fit in. So it's a little bit more formal. We've heard stories, funny stories, about people who have gotten married in their white Adventure Tops with a sports coat over it. So it's just more a matter of taste and what it is, you know, what community you want to be a part of, I guess.
It's like an Indiana Jones meets 007 type of shirt,
exactly,
I guess.
Exactly right. Yes, you got it. Yeah, and what's unique about both those shirts and completely different than anything that's on the marketplace is that they're extremely different than, you know, your typical lightweight, quick-dry nylon shirt. I mean, the collars date back to something that, you know, you might find in Tibet. But interestingly enough, once you put it on and you use it, you get it. It's like, I don't have that problem of this collar flopping around, and I can't really flip it up because it doesn't really stay there, and it doesn't really look very good flipped up. Again, it goes back to the minimalist simplicity concept of how we design product, in that we think we're giving the consumer the necessary tools to go out and do what they want to do. And obviously, to be different than those that choose not to, you know, wear clothes like rail riders, I guess.
Well, we highlighted a few of your products and talked about them in decent detail here. Do you mind giving a brief overview of your other rail rider products? I know you've touched on them a little bit, but if you could just give a general overview and include the women's products.
Yeah. Overall, what we do is, it's 100%. Everything that we do is synthetic. Everything that we do caters to the outdoor enthusiast, and that incorporates virtually anybody who likes to do things outdoors. Probably the signature product of how the brand was founded is a product called our Weather Pant, which was originally designed for going under foul weather gear on sailboats, because at the time the only other choice you had was blue jeans. It's very similar to the VersaTac in its fabrics. It uses the lightweight Duralite nylon and Cordura on the seat and knees. It's got a cuff closure system at the bottom that you can cinch down very tightly around your ankle. And I think that's what really launched us into the outdoor industry, because I met a guy back in 1991 who was assembling a team to ascend Everest back then and used our weather pants up to pretty much 18,000 feet at the Kumba Ice Falls, and came back with all kinds of wonderful photographs and video and stories. And so that allowed us to propel out of the sailing business into the outdoor business. And from then, we were just discovered by, you know, people who were doing sort of expeditionary treks all over the world. But we run the gamut from, you know, very, very lightweight, quick-dry adventure travel pants, really no frills, but the customer who wants a lightweight, quick dry pant that they can pack very tightly and smallly and rinse in sinks and hang up to dry and wear them the next day. Our product line is not super big. It's very, very tight. And what we try and do as we evolve every year is just tweak the designs ever so slightly so that it incorporates a new feature that makes sense. Like, for instance, 99% of all of our products now have a zippered security pocket behind the front pocket, you know, to hold a credit card or a passport or something that that customer wants to secure and not worry about that item. We do a line of shorts, again, quick dry. We do kayaking shorts. We do your basic cargo shorts. I mentioned we're coming out with our new VersaTac short, which is basically a short version of the pants incorporating the same cargo pocket design. We've added a little, an additional feature in the VersaTac short, which is another pocket which holds a cell phone, which sits very up high on the hip. Kind of a neat thing. The women's line is similar to men's. The Eco Mesh shirt, the Adventure Top. We do a women's insect shield shirt. We do a women's weather pant, which is like the men's. We do a women's adventure khaki, which is a very light pant. It's very lightweight. It fits a very, very wide range of bodies. And, you know, I think is used in just a daily sort of casual backpacking, camping, everyday use. Certainly the two pieces that we struck on are definitely core anchors of what we do and definitely different than anything else that's out there. And really the whole concept of toughest clothes on the planet, we have people who call us up and they'll say to us, you know, you have a business model problem. And I'm fortunate to answer the phone, which is kind of fun once in a while. And I'll say to the guy, well, why do I have a business model problem? He said, because I can't wear your pants out. I've owned your pants for 12 years, and they don't look any different than when I bought them, and I put them through hell and back. It's kind of a neat compliment to be able to design something that is so tough and lasts for so long.
Yeah, and I appreciate the fact that you're making them durable without being overbuilt. And I also appreciate the fact that you're not trying to make them of lesser quality just so that they do wear out for reorders. But I think you benefit in the long run because it definitely gets you know, a lot more people interested when you make a good, solid product like that.
Well, yeah, it does. And it goes a long way from a customer loyalty perspective and certainly from a word-of-mouth perspective. And the fact that we've been able to garner, you know, some of the tougher communities out there allows us to speak very highly of the product, not in a bragging way, but in just the fact that we've been able to identify both fabrics and design construction that seems to work for those consumers who really want to beat up what they have on. And I'm always fascinated when I hear stories about folks that have just, you know, through hike a section of a long trail or, you know, been to Peru on the Inca Trail and commented that they bumped into all these other people that were wearing our clothes. So obviously the testimonials seem to finger out very, very nicely for us on an ongoing basis. And that's a fun thing to be part of in a big way.
Definitely. And I've been thumbing through your catalog here a little bit, and it's definitely informative. I encourage all the listeners to get a copy of it. It's got very good close-up photos and people in here doing through hikes. Looks like people going through the snow on the Pacific Crest Trail, all kinds of different outdoor types wearing the clothing, and you got a lot of testimonials in here. But, yeah, I encourage people to pick up the catalog. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I think not extensively. You know, we welcome the customer. One of the things that we take pride in, all of us here, all four of us, I mean, we outsource pretty much everything in our business, but the customer feedback on our product is probably the most important part of our business, and my personal business philosophy is that the customer is number one, and the number two is that the customer is number one. So we're in business to serve the customer and to provide the customer with a good shopping experience and the ability to go outside and enjoy themselves in our clothes. So come visit us. I mean, we would love to have you as customers and hear your comments and hear your feedback and hear your design ideas, because that's what makes our life really, really interesting and fun.
Yeah, and I'll say that you're definitely open to that type of feedback, and I appreciate that as well. You know, just recently I mentioned a few things, and you took them seriously, and I appreciate that a lot. I like a company that takes feedback and implements it. It shows that they're listening to the people that are the most important, the ones buying the products and using them.
Well, it also provides a little bit of ownership. Many times, if you involve someone in a process, they feel more important, because they've been part of changing or the evolution of a design. And if it makes sense, then it's worth doing.
Definitely.
There's no egos involved here at all. It's all about making our customers having the best experience with the products they have in the community they choose to play in. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Oh, I like that, John. And John, thanks for sharing your RailRider product line with us. I'll be sure to put a link to your website on the Practical Backpacking site.
All right, Bernie, thanks so much, and I totally enjoy talking to your audience. And if any of you have questions, comments, whatever, please reach out to us. We're more than happy to help in any way we can.
Okay, thanks, John.
Take care, Bernie.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. The Practical Backpacking Podcast is financially supported by its host and a few kind listeners. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to show your support, please visit practicalbackpacking.com now to donate and access other Practical Backpacking services. This podcast is copyright 2009 by Practical Backpacking. All rights reserved.